Felix had him then, dropping Bailey. He had his helmet clamped tightly to his side with his left arm as he launched them up the slope, his right arm stretched out high for some purchase, the fingers of his gloves clawing wildly at the grainy hive. He jerked and kicked and struggled and slid back some at every movement, but somehow managed to get the two of them up the slope and away from the crowd. They were several meters to the left of the hole itself, parallel to it, and the ants couldn't reach them without slipping down. The few that managed to leap toward them, he met with a resounding kick that shook them free of their grip on the wall and sent them sliding down into the roar of battle below. Briefly, Felix noted the many who were already running away, with the ants hotly pursuing. And farther, he saw that the covering fire from the maze itself had long since halted. He was alone, as he knew he would be. He struggled and kicked out at another ant, sending it sliding and at the same time pushing himself and his cargo farther up the slope. Bulloff was completely limp in his grasp, moaning loudly, unintelligibly. Felix grasped him with both hands and yanked him upward onto the slope beside him. He reached for Bulloff's forearm and began to work the relays. Bulloff, seeing what he was doing, began to sob. He tried feebly to struggle out of Felix's grasp, but Felix held him firmly against the slope, slapping away his futilely waving arms. Grimly, he continued to work relays. He looked up once and saw that the mouth of the hole was less than 3 meters away and just beneath him. He was just in the right position. The ants couldn't reach him in time. If only they wouldn't know to toss Bulloff away. The last relay controlled the interior light of Bulloff's suit, and then Felix saw the man's face clearly for the first time, saw that he was perhaps 5 years older, saw that he badly needed a shave, saw that he was weeping openly. Felix placed the surface of his face screen against Bulloff's.
"You know what to do?"
he asked in a cold, distant tone. Bulloff cursed him deliberately, soundlessly, and Felix knew that he would do it. He nodded, almost to himself. He judged the distance to the hole, tensed his muscles. Bulloff's voice stopped him cold.
"You, Felix," said Bulloff, calmly, hopelessly, "are a filthy human being."
Felix saw the lips working, saw the tongue accentuate each syllable, and felt a weight upon him growing and growing. But the engine only nodded in agreement. And then it rolled over, holding Bulloff with both hands, and flung him into the hive. Felix was sliding down into the mass of humans and ants and tearing himself away and through them, and then he was sliding again down the slope of the saddleback, and then he was running, running across the blackened sand toward the maze. He leaped and turned and darted through the ants and the warriors. Some were alive, some were not, but he paid no attention either way. He shouldered past several slower-moving warriors and stomped wildly into the entrance of what remained of the maze. He passed more and more warriors as he reached the leveled area, but he didn't stop, didn't hesitate. The fear, and only the fear, controlled. The terror